I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. As Katharine Hepburn once said, "The calla lilies are in full bloom again, such a strange flower, suitable to any occasion." Katharine, calla lilies are suitable to almost any location as well. This southern beauty is well known for its attractive leaves and colorful flowers. Although calla lilies are not hardy in Vermont, if you can grow canna lilies and dahlias, you certainly can grow calla lilies. The best part about growing calla lilies is their adaptability. You can grow them in containers, under trees, or in a full sun or part shade flower border. They can take full sun in our cool Vermont summers. Calla lily varieties come in a range of colors. Try the red flame, purple Picasso, white florist, or pink regal. While the flowers only last a few weeks in mid to late summer, the foliage is attractive season long. The dark green leaves often have white speckles which make them pop in the garden. Plant the bulbs or rhizomes now that the ground has warmed in well-drained soil. Plant in groups of 3, 5, or 7 bulbs to create a full look. Keep well watered and fertilized monthly. Plant calla lilies near clumping perennials such as salvia, sedum, and daylilies so they don't get overrun by spreaders. Calla lilies also make great cut flowers. Perhaps the best way to grow calla lilies is in a container. The container warms up faster than the soil, and you can match this subtropical bulb with other heat lovers such as lantana, verbena, and geraniums. Once flowering is over, allow the foliage to naturally yellow and die, and dig the rhizomes as you would dahlias and store them in a protected, cool, dark location for winter. And now for this week's tip. Now is your last chance to spray beneficial nematodes to control Japanese beetle grubs before adult beetles emerge in a few weeks. Spray lawn areas where the beetles like to feed and water in the nematodes well after applying. Nematodes parasitize grubs but don't harm other creatures. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about self-sown vegetables. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.